We always know what we're doing. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. We always know what we are doing. This is a conviction I've had for all of my life. And this is a conviction that professionals have had all of their lives, too. We always know what we're doing. If we're drunk, we know what we're doing. We try to say we don't. But whatever is our attitude about ourselves, whatever our belief is about ourselves, that is what we allow ourselves to do. When we are with other people and we are disturbed, we are stressed out, we have tension, we feel that we're out of control. We don't have control, but we do have control. We all recognize all too often when we are getting off base, when we are getting out of line, and we feel that things are just not too harmonious. And we look around and we let things irritate us. We let things bother us, things that really should not bother us because, number one, perhaps there's nothing we can do about it. And number two, it's none of our business. And perhaps it should be the other way around. Number one is none of our business. And number two, there's nothing we can do about it. So, what happens when we allow these tensions and these upsets to disturb us and make us antisocial and make us undesirable, make us the type of person that other people don't want to be around and the type of person we don't want to be around? And I'm talking about we don't want to be around ourselves. We want to stop the world and get off. We want to change things very seriously. Now, can anything be done about that? Can anything be done about me getting out of line? Me forgetting who I am? Me forgetting that I'm in charge of everything in my life by my thought? And that if things begin to shake my boat, if circumstances and people begin to make me feel unstable, then I say to myself, okay, I'm getting out of line. I'm getting off base. I'm getting out of tune. Stop. Stop whatever I'm doing. Sit down, stand up, stop. Relax, take many deep breaths. And then say, I am peace. I am peace. Say it 10 times. I am peace. And when you say, I am peace 10 times, something happens inside your brain. Something happens inside my brain. Something happens inside of my physical body. Something happens very definitely to me and my world. The problems are still out there. The concerns, the worries, the things that caused me to be uptight are still going on out there. But now, they do not touch me because I am peace. I am balanced. I am relaxed. I have let go of my offering the outer experiences to have control over my inner life. And so once I do that, then I say to myself again and again, I am peace. I am peace. And as I am peace, I feel so wonderfully at ease. And if I wish, I can look back at those circumstances that caused me distress, caused me uneasiness, and I can say about them, okay, what is there that I can do about that circumstance to balance my life or change it or do whatever? And so I look at the circumstance. And I look at the circumstance, and most of the time, no percentage allowed here, but most of the time, it is because I am concerned about what somebody else is doing, thinking, saying, being, and it is none of my business. It is none of my business, but I am allowing my body, my mind, my being to be all uptight, all out of balance, all stressed. And I say, well, I got a right to do that. I got a right to do that. Yes, that's right. You have a right to do anything you want. You have a right to be at peace, too, if you wish. You have a right to be peace, if you wish, by letting go of your stress over the outer. Now, we know what we're doing. We know how a little stress comes along and it compounds itself. We look at someone doing something that distresses us, and we want to tell them how to correct what they're doing so that it doesn't distress us. And really, it's not our business. It's not our business. And we don't tell somebody else to change so that we're not stressed. We go at home, inside ourselves, and we become peaceful. And then we no longer are stressed by the circumstances that bothered us. We have taken control, not of the circumstances and not of ourselves or anything, but we have just taken control by saying what it is that's important for us. And what it is that's important for us is to be peaceful, is to be peace. Now, how can I be peace? How can I let go of these things in the outer world that cause me all of this uptightness? I'm in charge always, always. I let them build from little nothings into great somethings. I let my irritation over what another person does not only tick me off, but makes me irritable, and I'm ticking them off, and I'm ticking everybody off, and I'm not happy about it at all. In fact, my stomach is tight as a knot, and I feel rotten, and I know what I'm doing. I'm building up that self-righteous attitude within me that says I can be mad if I want to. I have a right to be mad if I want to. We never have a right to be mad. We never have a right to be unhappy. We never have a right to be under stress. We never have a right to be under stress when we know that all we have to do is say, I am peace, and the stress goes away. But we're so very much sorry for ourselves that we want to have that stress. We want to be sorry for ourselves. We want to be unhappy. We want to be mad. We want to be angry. Oh, my. We create these things for ourselves. Now you say, objectively looking at this sort of thing, that person's an idiot. And of course, that person is me. I'm an idiot whenever I allow my emotions to manipulate my life. I'm an idiot whenever I allow any emotion, any caring, any attitude to control my life. I'm an idiot whenever I allow stress for anything in my world to sort of control my body. Now, what can I do about it? What can I do about this stress? What can I do about these things that I have trained myself through my lifetime to be irritated about? What can I do? Well, we come back to the very simple statement, I am peace. And as we come back to the very simple statement of I am peace, we don't know what it's doing to us. But when we say I am peace, all of the stress, tension, unhappiness, imbalance fades away. And in its place, balance, harmony, peace, love, unconditional love take its place. And when we let unconditional love take the place of stress in our life, unconditional love does not operate in stress. unconditional love operates in peace. We're always in charge of every single circumstance of our life because we have empowered it. We have given it permission to exist. We have given it permission to be an ugly thing, a damaging thing, an evil thing in our life. Now, we don't call stress good. We don't call it bad either. But we call it unnecessary. And when we call stress unnecessary, we now are looking at it from a point of view where we say, okay, I'm in charge here. I'm in charge of these circumstances. I'm in charge. Stress is gone. I'm in charge. And when I say, I'm in charge, then I take a deep breath. I take lots of deep breaths. Oh, my goodness. And I say, I am peace. And every time I say, I am peace, I feel just supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Every time I say, I am peace, I let go of any circumstance that would destroy me. And I know it's happening. And I'm letting it happen. Oh, what a silly person. How stupid can you get letting things like that happen? My goodness sakes. Do I really want to let that happen? And the answer is yes. It could not happen if I did not want it to happen. Because all I have to do, if I see something coming on, some stress, tension, unhappiness coming on, I say, I am peace. 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 The more I say, I am peace, the more peaceful I am. The more I say I am peace, the less stress, tension, anxiety, worry, fear that is in my life. It just is not there anymore. There's no place for it. For I have filled myself with peace. I have filled myself with unconditional love. I have filled myself with the truth about me. I am balance. And now, another little point. I have one life to live, and that's my life. And if I live my life beautifully, fully, completely, I've done what I'm here for. Now, never in a million years am I going to be able to live somebody else's life. Never in a million years am I going to be able to control another person, to manipulate another person, to train another person, to teach another person what is right and what is wrong, what is good, what is bad. I just don't have that capacity. No one has the capacity to teach another. All of us know within ourselves who we are, even naughty people. And they know within themselves who they are. And all they have to do is to say, I am peace, and then all the naughtiness goes away. Now, if I say, I am peace, there is no naughtiness in my world. My world is peace, harmony, love, unconditional love, joy. My life is fantastic, but only because I have decided I am number one and I am in charge of my life. And when I'm in charge of my life and my life is pure love, you can be sure the world I live in is pure love. You can be sure the people I meet are pure love. You can be sure that every animal I greet is a cuddly, loving being. You can be sure that I am master of myself, and the master of myself as good and very good. You can be sure that I like me. You can be sure that I am peace. And that says, I like me. Truly it does. It says, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me. And when I do that for myself, nothing else matters. I'm in charge of my life. I'm in charge of my emotions. I'm in charge of my attitudes. I'm in charge of everything. And so when I look out from my beautiful temple of the living God, that's where I live, you too, as I look out from this beautiful temple, I see the radiance of this temple, which shines reflected back from all the universe. Every person is a reflection of my temple. Every circumstance is a reflection of my temple. Every attitude is a reflection of my temple. Every thing in this universe, not just the world, but the universe, is a reflection of my attitude, of my beingness, of my temple. And universes beyond universes. Hey, you know, we got enough work to just in our own little world, just in our own little temple. If I can keep a clean temple filled with beautiful thoughts, beautiful ideas, beautiful beingness, if I can polish my temple itself so that it delights me, I can be sure that all the temples I see in the world will be equally polished, equally loved, equally delighted in, equally perfect. Because that's the way it works, and that's the way it is. I'm in charge of everything in my life, starting with me. And my attitude is, I am peace. I am balance. I am harmony. I am love. That's who I am. And it's a very, very wonderful thing to be. So, my beloved friends, know that I love you. I love you. I love you.